And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you very much. It sounds like most of our letters this week have been about the new president, Barack Obama.
That's right. On Monday, our bloggers discussed whether Mr. Obama would be judged harshly if he acts too casually in his social interactions. Brandy Despang in Palm Coast, Florida, wrote us when she heard blogger Robert Redding say this.
I know that he definitely is the epitome of learned and skilled and trained that we see in D.C., we see in New York and Atlanta for black people, but I'm not sure how that actually connects with white people. I know that a lot of the issues that he talks about connect with white people, but I'm not sure if the basketball court in the White House, if that's your question, will relate to most white people. Maybe some white people in Indiana, but not the rest of the country.
I am not certain precisely what point he is trying to make, but his statement rather upsets me. The question was not concerning his ethnicity, it was concerning Barack as a person. We are living in exciting times. The future is bright and bold. I look forward to the generation who is no longer stereotypical and biased towards ethnicity.
Spencer R. Rackley IV wrote us this from Charlotte, North Carolina, about a discussion we had about the song parody called Barack the Magic Negro. One question I would like an answer for relating to the recent controversy about the Magic Negro parody, since there are thousands of George Bush parodies to be found on the internet, as well as many parodies on other politicians, when and under what circumstances will it be okay to parody President Obama?
And finally, Pat Yevics commented on our website about a discussion we had about the industry of Obama merchandise. Pat wrote, "Despite the historical significance of Mr. Obama's presidency and his amazing intellect, he is a president and a human being like all others. To think that people were not going to cash in on this as they do with all events is naive, no matter how much we hope it would be." Well, that's it for letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. We're glad you could join us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, Jack the Ripper, Son of Sam, BTK, Tupac. We continue our crime series with a look at our fascination with notorious unsolved murders.